Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, it's tucked away on page 7, but it's a very significant story in the Cairns Post today from Aaron Singh Mann and Samuel Davis. It's under the heading Bold Plan for Cove. And it reads that a bold vision to dramatically transform one of Far North Queensland's most popular tourism retreats has been pitched by a leading architect with the backing of business and community leaders. Now, under the plan, it says the northern end of Palm Cove's Williams Esplanade would undergo a radical makeover, including moving the caravan park, which is one of the most popular on the east coast of Australia, building a swimming lagoon and park, and redeveloping the marine facilities to feature, quote, a safe harbour. Now, Far North architecture firm Hunt Design has released a Palm Cove reimagined concept with the principal Gary Hunt, hoping the public infrastructure revamp will entice other developers with premium land holdings to bring forward their ideas. Now, the images, concept images rendered by Mr. Hunt showed part of the existing caravan park, and the is one of the most popular parks in the country. The queue starts at Mount Isa Fairdinkum. Part of the existing caravan park land converted into a public car park. Part of it. I don't think, just looking at this, whether or not the other half's going to be left as caravan park. Don't know. There you go. 180 spaces between what is currently the northernmost part of Williams Esplanade and Cedar Road. That's your car park, 180. Closer to the waterfront would be a village green park, a kids' splash park, and adjacent swimming lagoon. We'll try and get a comparison. I'm just looking at the map here, whether or not it's the same sort of dimensions as our lagoon in our CBD. Now, let's cut to the chase here. It's understood that the lagoon would be comparable to the 2,500 square metre pool in Yeppoon. That features an infinity pool and panoramic views of Keppel Bay. Well, we don't need that. It's our issue here that we want to get a picture of. So, best bloke to talk about these matters, because he lives out there, is the Division 9 Councillor and Deputy Mayor Brett Olds. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, John. Bold vision, isn't it?
Well, I was about to say, tell me what your reaction was the first day Gary Hunt opened up the... Well, I presume there's some architectural designs and there's probably drawings from people imagining what it might look like. What were your feelings immediately?
Oh, anytime someone talks about doing something exciting out anywhere in Cairns, really, especially out in the northern beaches, I get excited, because it's you've got to have a vision. You've got to shoot for the stars, right? Because you might only get halfway and end up at the moon. You don't want to shoot for the moon. You get halfway, you're bloody nowhere. But when Gary came in, and I mentioned this to you last year, because I thought he was going to release it last year.
Yes.
And I said, there's some exciting stuff coming up, John, but I can't say. I was sworn to secrecy because. We've got to manage community expectations here too. This is not a council project, and this is not a state project. This isn't a project yet. This is in the conceptual stages that a legendary architect, Hunt Design. Gary's done so much work all up and down on 14 different islands, all up and down the coast. He did the Flynn Hotel here in Cairns, the Cairns Esplanade, anything cool that you see in Ellie Beach, that was him that designed it. So he knows what he's doing in the tropical urbanism space. He's a 45-year local. So he's come up. And this is all on the back of what the state government has done, the last state government, but the current one's going to continue with it, with the Wongeti Trail coming into Palm Cove and having all those parking issues when Palm Cove has already had parking issues for decades.
Yeah.
And then Double Island pulling the lease off Benny Wu, which had to happen. I'm so glad they did. Mm. But now they're going out to an expression of interest to do a tender process and to try and reinvigorate Double Island. Now, if you want Double Island to work, and if it's going to work, you're going to need a safe harbour. If you want the Wongeti Trail, when it finally goes through and it's going to bring all these extra tourists, we need something else. Palm Cove needs an uplift, and it's desperately needed one for years. Council did the master planning process a couple of years ago that kind of was underwhelming, I'll be honest. Started off as a master plan, then it was a streetscape, landscape master plan that came out as a set of guiding principles. But the exciting thing about going through that process, even though nothing got budgeted for, which was really, it was a letdown to me personally as well as to everyone out there in Palm Cove, but... Mm. But the good thing about all that consultation was done, Gary Hunt's vision actually addresses so many of those inadequacies that we need. We need extra parking out there, that people want more park space and things to do, barbecue, active travel nodes and all these kind of things. But if you want Double Island to work, if the state government wants this to work, they are going to need to look at wave mitigation. And so people that don't need to jump the gun just yet, there's a lot of people get really excited. You don't want to get overexcited. I do want them to get excited, but don't get too overexcited. And the people that come out against it, don't come out too hard too early. You never brighten the room by putting out someone else's candle. This is a concept. It's true. This is just a concept. it's just a concept at the moment by an architect, and it's step one in a 1,000-step journey. There's no point tripping someone up on step one. There's a meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at the Palm Cove Surf Club. Mm. Advanced Palm Cove are putting it on. Gary Hunt's presenting. I'm going to be the moderator, making sure everything goes. There's no untowardness that happens, but everyone on the beach is pretty laid back. But he's going to talk about why he came up with this concept and why he thinks it worked. Because once you take care of making a safe harbour to have safe travel to Double Island and back, what else could be done there? So is the caravan park going to be moved? It's not even been mentioned, but at any council or state level at the moment, and NRMA, I have spoken to NRMA, even though it's not our deal, I didn't want them being, I knew this was going to come out in the paper, I didn't want them being sideswiped and you know, all of a sudden finding out in the paper that there's this vision that they're not included in. They're aware of this vision. Whether they're happy with it or not is probably a different thing, but it's not a real thing yet. This is just a vision, and it's for out there for community discussion. And I think, you know, people need to comprehend what it's all about, and this will evolve, and it's probably going to be prudent for them to, you know, why this initiative is so new. They actually possess the ability to influence the outcome here. Mm. So, and I suggest if the stakeholder group is formed or this meeting tonight and everything else, and I think there should be a stakeholder group formed, and I do think this should be a project the state picks up, because these are issues, positive issues that the state have created by Double Island and Wangetti, and let's see what can be done. So like I said, let's dream big, and who knows where it's going to come out with, but it's too early to get negative or it's too early to get too excited about. But, yes. You know, I mean, I'm always bloody excited, and Palm Cove does need an uplift. And I can see this, yes, it would be expensive capital-wise. It would be expensive to run operationally if something like that was to happen. But what would the benefits be to the local community, to tourism, to the marketing capabilities, property prices out there for the business? There is a lot of positives in it, but there's a long, long, long way to go, guys. But I'm so glad it's out in the paper finally, and we can all talk about it, and let's be constructive, and let's consult on it and see where it goes.
Now, you would have seen the maps this morning. What was the page 7 Cairns post? That fundamentally, there's three thrusts out into the ocean. The first one seems to go out somewhere just past the corner of Cedar Road by the looks of things. Then you've got the existing jetty, I'm presuming. Then there's another one at the far end as well. Does the road still get right through to the jetty in a similar way that it does now? Because now we've got a jetty and we've got a substantial car park right opposite the jetty.
Yeah, so in his vision, which is, again, just a concept, the road doesn't go at Cedar Road, from Cedar Road to the jetty, the foreshore, the Esplanade goes, because that's going to be active space now, and back up Cedar Road, basically behind where the caravan park currently is, is where the road would go around to the jetty, so you could still absolutely get coaches, buses, and there's 180 extra car parks. So car parking has been an issue for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things he's addressed. He's put in 185, I think, extra car parks in there and changed the whole design of how that would look. And the reason he needs that protective harbour, and it'd have to be engineered, of course, sediment flows and sand flows and everything else. And for the fishermen, you'd have to bring them in, involve the wrecked fishers, make sure that, you know, they're happy. Mm. But those rock groins, they could be gabion baskets. So, you know, you've got a metre or a metre and a half clearance underneath them, so everything can still flow. That can all be engineered. That's all to come if this grows legs. That's all to come down the road. Mm. It's too soon to say, let's not do it. But if they want that jetty to work, right now to be a taxi service Double Island back, but not only that, emergency services, three times last year used it for emergencies to go out and pick people up, and those southeasterly swells damaged the heck out of their boat, smashed it up. That jetty wasn't built just to be a fisherman's platform. It's awesome for fishing. It was actually stage two was always to have wave mitigation and a groin around it. So honestly, if they want Double Island to work, they're going to have to do that anyway. So all those works need to be done by the state government, by the Department of Transport and Main Roads, and we'll see how it all goes from there. But that's why you have those big structures there, is to make it safe. But once it's safe for the ferry to Double Island, once it's safe for the emergency services, you can actually look at other businesses, charter businesses, people from Palm Cove going out to the reef. You could have a taxi service going from Port Douglas to Palm Cove to Yorkeys Knob to Cairns, get people off the road driving. There's all these opportunities. The cruise ships could come in. They haven't been contacted yet, of course, because this is way too early. Mm. But cruise ships could park behind Double Island, and the tenders could just come 1 kilometre really easy straight into Palm Cove to a safe harbour and be up and down, spending money in Palm Cove, hiring a bike, going to on the Wangetti Trail to Ellis Beach. All these opportunities right now don't exist. They could exist in the future if this concept kind of gets looked at seriously. Let's see where it goes. But yeah. In its concept form, I'm big supporter. Let's talk about it. Let's see what we can't do.
Now, the size of the lagoon, the so-called swimming lagoon, in comparison with our Esplanade Lagoon in the city, I like calling it the 4CA Lagoon, actually, because it was because of listeners to this program that it eventually took off with Tom Pine, and eventually listeners to the program pushed Kevin Byrne hard enough to get the money off the state government. But the lagoon size out there, would it be similar to what we've got in the city?
I think it would be smaller because you don't need it to be quite that big. But again, that might change over the. This might evolve, and it might be the same. Might come out smaller. Let's see where it ends up. But I will say, and you were around back when that lagoon was put in. There was a lot of people against the lagoon at the Esplanade.
You don't have to tell me. The first one we ever did. The first question I put out there: what do you think about? We didn't call it a lagoon then, a beach in the CBD. Only 43% supported it, but the other 57% were bitterly opposed. So it took 2 years to get it around to 82%, which was only when Tom Pine gave up and said, "All right, I'll get some plans drawn up." It was a hell of a battle over 2 years.
Well, try and take it away from him now. People, it's the best thing that ever happened to Cairns. It is the best thing. The Eiffel Tower in France, I think it was 72% of people were against it. Don't do it. Try taking that away from him now.
Exactly. So
I can tell you the Northern Beaches Leisure Trail was the same. We were opposed at every part, but we forged ahead with it. We had to be brave because we could see it was going to be great, and it's so well-loved, we wouldn't be able to take it. So I think with this one, again, don't get overly excited, but don't get overly against it either. Let's have a look and let's talk through it and let's see what could happen out there, because Palm Cove definitely needs an uplift, and if they're going to get Double Island to work in the Wangetti Trail, whatever size that lagoon, if it ends up being, and even if the lagoon ends up, it might just end up park space. We don't know. Let's go through the process together.
Yeah, it's exciting, no doubt. Pardon me for parodying the television ad, but where are we going to get the money? Wallet wizard.
Oh, there's always plenty of money around. You just got to get it prioritised, don't you? So I would see this being, if it was to go forward, state, federal and local government would all be involved, I'd imagine. And then, the operationally, who would take care of it? It would probably fall back onto council, obviously. But there's all these opportunities for commercial aspects over there that could help with the operational costs. All those things will be discussed at a later date if this gets off the floor, because this is just an architect's concept, which I think is a really exciting vision. I think it's bold, and I love talking about these kind of things. And I think, you know what? Sitting back there doing nothing, twiddling your thumbs is not going to get us anywhere. I applaud Gary Hunt for taking the initiative here.
Yes, this has been really interesting. We'll stay in touch on this one, Brett. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
Thank you. Deputy Mayor and, of course, Division 9 Representative Brett Olds.